Okay, today is Daf Hey. We're on Daf Hey of Masechtas Pesachim. We are good 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down from the top, by the right after we said Ach Chalak. We are going to have about 5 or 6 more makoros for the idea that you're not allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach at some point. The point is chatzos. What's the makor for that? So we had one yesterday, it was a comparison. Now we're going to have like 5 more of them. Okay, here we go. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught as follows. Matzinu Yudalid Shenikra Rishon. The day of Yudalid, elsewhere is called Rishon. So when it says in the Torah, Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisu, that's not a reference to Pesach, that's a reference to Erev Pesach. How do we know that it's the Erev Pesach is called Rishon? Shenemar, because it says Borishon, Ba'ar Ba'asa Yom Machodesh. Okay, that's one source. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Rishon Demeikar Mashma. Rishon means before. The Amar Kra, like it says in the Pasuk, HaRishon Adam Tulad. This is Eov talking, and he says, was man born before? Like, we know all the answers. We weren't born before, we were born afterwards. So we don't know. Now Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Rishon Demei Kara Mashma. Rashi says, that Balav Rumi Dekra Ahadadi, without all these fancy drushes, Mashma Rishon Demashmos Dekra, Shehu Yom Kodum Lachol Shiva Dekra. Forget all the fancy drushes, forget everything we're going to say now, it has to be that the word Rishon means Erev Pesach. It has to be like that. Why? Kivan dechsiv, it says Shivas Yamim Matzas Tochelu. Ach Biyom HaRishon Tashbisu, right? Rishon Kodem Lamaisa Ka'amar. The word Rishon here must be before the whole story. What does Rashi mean? So what Rashi means is that we know that you, before Chatzos you can eat Chametz. Before Chatzos, you're allowed to eat chametz. How do you know that? The answer is because we have a drasha achalak. So says Rashi, that no one disputes that. So we have a whole fancy page here of all these fancy drushes, how to get what Rishon means. That's all good. That doesn't get to the root of the issue. The root of the issue is that achalak is a drasha, that the day of Erev Pesach is split in half. Half you can eat, half you can't. That governs everybody. Now, Rishon means before, Rishon means the first, it's all great. But no one disputes the fact that Achalak, Rishon, the day is split in half. Yeah.
It's a
Daraisa. Right, it's fascinating. Right? Rashi's going to say something later, which I'm not sure what he means, which he sort of takes it back, but that's what he says right here. Right? I also thought like you. So
you don't want to get confused, you don't want to see stop.
Exactly.
You give a couple of hours of a break in between the two.
Exactly. No. So that's a Darabana.
Right.
We made it earlier than Chatzos because we're afraid it's cloudy, you're not going to realize, but no one has a clock. That's all good.
But here he's saying it's a Daraisa.
Right. The Daraisa is at Chatzos. Right? So we're going to have another drasha that whenever you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz. Since you can't bring the Karban Pesach to Chatzos, you can't eat chametz after Chatzos. We're going to have that drasha also. But that's why I wanted to point out this, Rashi. Rashi, that's all good stuff. It's all great drushas. No one argues with the achala. No one disputes that. He doesn't say that. That's what they explain him to me. Otherwise, he's not saying anything. Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. So, what did we just say? That the word Rishon means before, and it means that earlier, right? All these drushas on the word Rishon. Elamayat, if that's true. How about this pasuk? It says, "Ulakachdam lachem b'yom harishon," and you should take for yourself on the first day of Sukkot the 4 minim. Hachanami rishon de meikar mashma. That means an erev Sukkot. I can't mean that. No, shiny hasam. There it's different. Why? The chesiv, because it says in the pasuk, "Usmachdam lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim," and you should be happy with Hashem for 7 days. Ma shvi. What does 7 days mean? Shvi Lachad, the 7 days of Yontif. Af Rishon Lachad. So to the first day means the first day Yontif. So the Gemara's answer is that. Halchanah makes it. So by Pesach also it says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu shivas yomim matzas tochelu. What answer is that? So the same thing by Pesach. Right. Im kain, if you were right, that the word rishon means before by what? By Sukkot, by Dalad Minim, Nichtov Kro Rishon. It should have said Rishon. Ha Rishon Lamani. Why does it say Ha Rishon? Shmamina Kidlikida Amaron. I'm right. That what? That the Rishon of Dalad Minim does not refer to Erev Sukkot. Ihachi, what kind of answer is that? Hasamnami Ha Rishon Lamali. So too, it says by Pesach Harishon, Ach b'yom Harishon, and we translate that to mean Erev Pesach.
No, I think it's the opposite. The previous thing was Harishon normally has to do with Pesach.
Yeah.
And then it says Shmamina Kedamim because it says Harishon because now it's talking about Sukkot.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Harishon Lamali. Why do we need that by Pesach? Shraminal Kedar Maran. Ihachi Hasam Nami by Lulav also Harishon Lamali. Visu also more than that. Hasam by this now this is a different passage by Sukkot. That was Dal Minim. By Sukkot, the Tziv it says Biyom Harishon Shabbason Ubiyom Hashmini Shabbason. Emar Rishon Demekar Mashma. Rishon came in before that either. Right? The Erev Sukkot also. That's not true. Don't mitzvah it's in the Sukkot, Erev Sukkot. So Gemara says, no, shiny chasam. It's different there by Sukkot. Why? Amar kra uvayom hashmini shabbason. Ma shmini, shmini dechag. Af rishon dechag. Right? So that you can't dispute that. Ha rishon lamali. The why does it say ha rishon? Limu'ute chalosh almod. To exclude chalamoid. It's Hari, only this day you can't do malacha. But Chalamod, you could yes do malacha. Right? So the Gemara says, one second. Chal Shalmoid, mi rishon umishmini nafka. That's learned out. You don't need Harishon for that. If the Torah says, okay, this day is no malacha. That day also no malacha. So by process of elimination, the rest of it is yes malacha. The Harishon doesn't help at all. Doesn't need anything. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's drach. It's still necessary to say the hey. Why? I would have thought, Hoel v'ksiv v'ktikasav rachmana b'yom hashmini u'v'yom hashmini. It says the vav mosif al inyan rishon. The vav, we have a concept like that. That when it says the vav, it really means the things before also. Afilu chalal shalmoid, even chalamoid, kamash malan. That's why there's a hey. So the question is, who needs a hey and who needs a vav? Don't write the hey and don't write the vav. Right? Why does it have a vav? Why does it have a hey? Because I would think, why does it have a hey? Why is there a hey there? Because if not for the hey, I would have thought that the vav adds on chalamoid. So leave out the vav and leave out the hey. Right? Gemara doesn't answer that question. Lo lich zorachmana, lo vav, v'lo hey. Right? Right? Vesu, hasam ksiv, it says by Pesach, Bayom Harishon Mikra Kodesh Yielachem. Rishon Biyom Harishon Mikra Kodesh Yielachem. Rishon the Mekar Mashma. There Rishon means before. According to nobody, is there an Isra of Malacha on Erev Pesach? Okay, the Minog, alright. Not a Mitzvah Malacha. Right? The Minog, because of the carbon, it's a Yom Tov. Not a Mitzvah, it's a Malacha. So we're back to square one. So the Gemara answers. Elahani Shlosh Rishon, there are three Rishons now that we can't answer. The Rishon of Pesach, the Malacha Rishon, the Rishon of Malacha, the Rishon of Dal Minin, and the Rishon of Sukkot. So, Mi Boyle Likidatani Debe Rabbi Shmuel. They're all here to teach you the teaching of what we learned in Debe Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Bishar Shlosh Rishon, Bishar of keeping three Rishons. What are the three Rishons? Dal Minim, Sukkot, and Pesach. Zachu l'shlosha Rishon. You zocha to three other things. What are they? Number one, l'hach mezara shel Esav, to destroy Esav. L'binyan beis hamikdash, to the beis hamikdash. U'lishmo shel Mashiach, and to the name of Mashiach. What does that mean? L'hach mezara Shall Eitzav Diksiv, like it says, Vayetze Harishon Admoni, Kulo Ka'aderet Seyar. Right? Eitzav is called Harishon. So by you keeping one of the three, and Eitzav is the grandfather of Amalek, so by you keeping one of the three, you combat Amalek, or you defeat Amalek. Lebinyan Beit HaMikdash Diksiv Kisei Kavod Marom Meirishon Makom Mikdashani. So the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Rishon. So when you keep one of these three, you zochet to the Beis HaMikdash. And, l'shmo shel Mashiach. Tichsiv, like it says, Rishon l'tzion hinei hinam. You keep one of the three, you're zochet to Mashiach. Okay? Kind of funny thing, the name, l'shmo shel Mashiach. How about Mashiach? Did you say Mashiach? By the way, which of the three corresponds to which of these three? The Gemara doesn't say. Right? The Gemara doesn't say. Here's what the Masha says. The Masha says that there's a Gemara that says that the name of Mashiach is Menachem. Now, it doesn't have to be literal, because the Gemara says there's a bunch of names. Shiloh, all these names, some say, all these different names of what Mashiach is going to be. It doesn't have to be that's his name. But at the Bris Mila, they called him that. That's not what it means. What it means is that Mashiach is come. The name of Mashiach, the name itself, means to be comforted. If there's such a horrible galus, you're going to be comforted. Right? Doesn't necessarily mean that's his name, his given name. Doesn't have to be that. It means he's comforted. Right? That corresponds. That's why it's called the name of Mashiach. It's not just the concept of Mashiach. It's wonderful. The name himself is going to signify that you're going to be comforted. That, Marsha says, is connected to the Dalet Minim, which used the lashon of Usmachtem Lufnei Hashem. You should be happy. The way to be happy is when you'll be zoch, keeping the mitzvah of lulav, and you're happy, being happy with Hashem, which is not possible in the galus. You'll be zochet to the Mashiach to come to give you the chama. Okay, that's the first one. Then he explains that Pesach corresponds to the Shibud Mitzrayim. That corresponds. It is a geula from the Shibud Mitzrayim, the Shibud Mitzrayim, and they somehow he connects that to Esav, to Amalek. I'm not sure how. And then the third one is Sukkot, where Hashem spread Sukkot over us and protected us in the Midbar. And the Beit HaMikdash will be the ultimate protection. Okay. Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava says from here, another makar that Erev Pesach is the day is split in half, only regarding chametz. It says, Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. It's a very funny worded pasuk. Lo sishchat, don't shecht al chametz, on chametz. What does it mean, don't shecht on chametz? What does that mean? Dam, the blood, zivchi of my carbon. What does that mean? That means, lo sishchat pesach, don't shech the carbon pesach, adayin chametz kayim, while chametz is still around. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, you see the Rashi, lo sishchat al chametz? Ushchitas pesach zmana, when is the time for carbon pesach? Mitrilas sheva. From the beginning of the seventh hour, meaning after Chatzos. How do you know that? Shehu Bein Harbayim. That's considered already afternoon. It's Bein Harbayim. It's after the noon. Shekvar note chama l'sad shkiyasa. Because the sun starts beginning to set now. Right at noon, it's straight up. Afternoon, it starts to set. And we say this in Yuma. I'm not sure what this means. Sluse davram, the tefillah of Avram, meaning shachris. Michi shachri kasale. When the walls are dark, from chatzos then on. That means just opposite. You can't have in chatzos. You can't have in shachris after chatzos. Right? That v'gamrina minei, the shechitas ha-tamid mitchil ha-sheva. And you also learn from here that the tamid, the afternoon tamid, is in the seventh hour. Why? Because it can't be in the morning. That's the time for the tamid of shachris. It's after that. B'kashal and hasa matzitz and tamid nishcha p'shei shos u'mechza. We know it's 6.5 hours. Mashailan, we answer over there, shiny coast of the Beis HaMedrash lo mechavni. The walls of the Beis HaMedrash are not a good raya, because they're not even. Rechavin dachtein ma'od, they're wider at the bottom. V'lo mishachvi ad sheshu mechza. They don't get dark till a different time, but that doesn't change anything. Okay? That's the drasha. Now the Gemara asks, if that's true, listen to this question. If that's true, that you can't eat chametz when you bring your carbon pesach, so the ema, where am I? The ema, kol chad chad kishachet. So each person should have a different zman. I bring my pesach at 2 o'clock, I can't eat chametz. You bring 3 o'clock, you can't eat at 3 o'clock chametz. You bring it at 4 o'clock, you can eat chametz till 4 o'clock. Right, we never have such a thing. Right? The Gemara answers, no, zman shchita am rachmana. In other words, no such thing like that. It's whenever anyone's able to bring this to carbon pesach. When is that? Seventh hour. Tanya nami hachi, we learned elsewhere, ach, biyom arishum tashpitzu sa'ar mi batechem. Right? The Erev Yontif. That means Erev Yontif. Oeno el yontif ba'atmo. Maybe it's yontif itself. Talmud lomar lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. No, lo sishchat es ha-pesach. Va'adayin chametz kayim. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. Those are the words of Rebbe Yishmael. We started off today's daf that Divrei Rebbe Yishmael said something different. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael said that Rishon means the 14th because it's the pasuk where it calls Rishon the 14th. So Tosfos says in Divrei Rebbe Yishmael, Teimulari, the Tana Divrei Rebbe Yishmael, Nafkale Mikra Achmina. The yeshiva of Rebbe Yishmael learned something different than Rebbe Yishmael himself. That's an old story. The Rebbe Shmuel and the yeshiva don't go hand in hand. They don't always jive. Okay? Now, Rebbe Akiva Omer, by the first wide line at the bottom, Eino Tzarech. I don't need that pasuk either. Very simple. Harehu Omer, it says, Ach b'yom harishon, tashbisu sa'or mibatechem. Right? Ach, but, on yom harishon, which we say means Erev Pesach, get rid of all the chametz in your house. Uksivin, it says, kol malacha lo sasu. Don't do any malacha. Right? Umotzinu, and we find, lahavara shehi av malacha. We know that Havara is an Av Malacha. So first of all, the Gemara is going to say, you see from Rabbi Akiva that he holds, you can only get rid of Chametz by Sreifa. Now what do you want us to do? Burn it on Yontif? That's impossible. It must mean before Yontif. You hear that, Raya? You hear what Rashi just did, what he just said? Right? How could it mean the first day of Pesach? Ach b'yom harishon, on the first day, burn chametz. How could that be possible? It's a lav, right? Chametz can only be with sreifa. The Gemara is going to say, and so how could it be on Pesach? Now, you hear what he just said? Let's see what Rashi says. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Achalak, hitir lucha hakasov. The Torah gave you a heter. Lish haso mixas yom. Biuro, to wait a half a day to burn it. V'i yom biuro biyantif, and if it's on yantif, mi shari lishhuye klal? Are you allowed to do that? I'm allowed to do that. Ha'iskish, there's a hekish. Achilas matzah, mi shechashecha. There's a hekish that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have chametz when you're eating matzah. Right? So how can you wait till the morning of the first day of Pesach if the pasuk is literal? And it means on the 15th day, on the first day of Pesach, burn the chametz then. That's impossible. Why? Because you're not eating matzah then. Right? You're eating matzah then. What's the alternative? V'al karchach hashbasa sa'ar mishechetecha. So the only other alternative is burn the chametz at the Seder. Right? Before you eat the matzah, burn the chametz. That could be. V'im kain lo mishkachas achala. Then what is ach being chala? What's a divider? It's not dividing anything. Right? Rashi says again, that's a drasha that no one can get out of. So what are you dividing? Let's assume ach means, ach, yom harishon means the first day Pesach. It can't mean the morning. Right? It can't mean the morning. Eating matzah then. What does it mean? The night before? Achala. D'i lav ach, If not for that ach, ikala meimar, I would say, bayom harishon, bein hashmashos. Exactly what Mati said. It means bein hashmashos. Shud tchilas hayom, the beginning of the day. Born right before Pesach starts. Aval hashta al karchach besoch yom biuro sharu lekro alushay. It must mean erev Pesach. What else? If not for that, I would say it means hashkia. Exactly. Nothing else starts in the middle of the day. It must mean that. Right? Okay. Now, before we go on, we just got to do this bottom Tosos here. Because Tosos has something fascinating. What did Rekiva say? It can't be that you're allowed to burn the chametz on Pesach. Why not? Because it's an iser. What's the iser? You're not allowed to do melacha. You're not allowed to fire on Pesach. Right? You're not allowed to? Doesn't everyone cook up on Pesach? People cook on Yontif. So the Gemara on another base is going to say, and he doesn't hold from mitoch.
Should he light the fire?
He doesn't hold from mitoch. That mitoch, something's, for something mutter, you can use it for something awesome. He doesn't hold from that. We're going to say another base. Now, we have a different thing, which Tosfos points out. Afagaf, the kishi yisrof, even though when you burn the chametz, v'yase gechalim, you're going to make it into charcoal, hana aso mutter, those charcoals are mutter. Kidamrina bepera kolsha, we're going to learn later on, those coals are mutter. Nevertheless, gabi arla, by arla also, you're not going to have enough from arla. So bishla al gabi gacholim, divya kola pas mutter, vuadim chametz. You take arla, which you have to burn, and you take those coals, and then you bake bread with the coals, that bread is mutter. So why should chametz be any different? So why can't you burn it on yantif? The haditnan bepera kolsha, well, Yasik Bortan of Vikram, how do we do button? We don't want you to do that. But Midaraisa, what's wrong with that? So why can't you burn the chametz on Pesach and get coal out of it? What's the malacha? What's the avera? Right? I'm preparing my meal. Right? I'm using it as firewood. Why can't I do that? Omeri, so Ri says, the svara who it's a svara. The kra the tashbisu mairi bechol inyan. The tashbisu means for everything. Afilu eno tzarech legal chasov. You can't even use it for firewood. A new din. That's his first answer. That's the easy answer. Listen to his second answer. Inami, or kivon dimitchilas havara eno yachol lahanos mimenu. Since when you start burning it, you can't get hanah from it yet. Now that I've enough from chametz pesach, right? So when you start burning it, you can't have hanah yet. It'll take a half hour. Shehi lo hana mimenu achakach aser kimonadar min a davos she ain't craven beyond it. What does he mean? He means you're allowed to bring in a dava and a nether or a dava on yantif? No, you're not allowed to. Why? It's a voluntary offering. Let's say you do bring it. Is the meat kosher? It's kosher. Has a hechsher 100%. It's all edible. It's meat. That might be true. But before you did that, it wasn't mutter. After the fact, it becomes mutter, not before. So therefore, you can't do it. Right? Yeah, it's true. After you burn it, you have coal, you can use that coal to cook. That's true. But not before. Right? Okay, there's a gears to change over there. Stop there. That's his answer. His answer is, before you couldn't, so therefore afterwards also not going to be allowed. Right? Make sense? That answer? What? Just like in Darwin and Davos. The meat's going to be kosher. Nothing wrong with the meat. It's good and yummy meat. But since beforehand it wasn't mutter, afterwards it's also not mutter. Therefore you can't do it. That's the Avdin Malu of Bam Kasha. Right? Let's say a behema on Yontif. Can you shech the behema on Yontif for meat?
Yes.
100%. 1 second. But before the Shechita, it wasn't mutter. Only afterwards it becomes mutter. The whole answer makes no sense. Right? Every animal's like that. So what kind of answer is that? Oh, the chametz. Oh, before you, when you burn it, it's not mutter. But afterwards it becomes mutter. Everything's like that. The whole Shechita is like that. and he brings a raya from the door. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, beforehand it's not. And shechita also, beforehand it's not. And afterwards it becomes, well, you're allowed to do that on Yontif. We don't say, no, you're not allowed to shechita animals on Yontif. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because beforehand it's muksa. It's not allowed to. Afterwards you're allowed to. What answer is that? Right? So he answers a very difficult answer. He says that I'll read it inside. He says like this. The reason why you can't eat Nedarim and Nedavas on Yontif is because you can't shecht it. Right? It's not considered necessary. Wait till next week. Right? He says like this. When you shecht it, adayin lo zacha habayilim bebasar. The owner doesn't get the meat yet. Why? It's not meat yet. It's still an animal. El arak la'achar zrika. After we do take care of the animal, the zrika, whatever, hu zocha mishulchan gavoa ba'achilaso. You get the right to eat it, because what happens to a carbon? Half of it go to the kahanim, half of it go to you. So there's a concept that you're really eating from the shulchan of Hashem. Really, it goes to Hashem. Hashem lets you have part of it, right? Ein zeh chashev ka'ochel nefesh al Yisrael. It's not considered a ochel nefesh. Not sure why. It's just not. Umitam zeh af sreifas hachameit eino nechsheves l'malachas ochel nefesh. It's not considered a constructive purpose. Shekein ad la'achar shechita achar sreifa ki visur hanah she'eino mamon b'ilum. It doesn't belong to you. You have a hanah in it. Only afterwards, somehow you acquire it, that doesn't count. I think the question is better than the answer. That's the answer he gives. All right, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omar. Rabbi Yossi says, "Eino tzarach. I don't need all this." Harry Omar. It says very simple. Ach b'yomer rishon tashmitzas arba b'techem. Mayor of Yontif, from Mayor of Yontif. Oveinu ela b'yontif. Maybe means on Yontif. The same half meter we said five times. Talmud lomer achalak. No achalak. V'i b'yontif atzmo mishari. And what, a yontif is mutter? Ha'iskash hashbasa sa'or l'achilas chametz, l'achilas chametz, l'achilas matzah. Right? It can't be possible. That's what Rashi said. This Rashi might go on Rabbi Yossi. Right? You can't eat chametz when you can eat matzah. You can't even have chametz when you can eat matzah. It's not going to possibly mean on yontif. It can't. It must mean erev yontif. Okay. Now, Amar Rava, Shma Mina b'Rabbi Akiva Tzlas. We learned three things from Rabbi Akiva. First of all, Shma Mina ein b'Rabbi Chametz el Sreifa. He obviously holds the only way to get rid of Chametz is Sreifa, right? Right. Look at the bottom line of the wide lines of Rashi, just in the middle of that Rashi. De'i hashvasaso b'chol davar svirulei. If he held, you could do anything. So look at Yontif, let him wait till Yontif. Via Varana B'Dav Racher. He'll destroy it some other way. Give it to the dog, throw it into the river. So why not? Obviously, it must be Sreifa. Right? Shmamina Havara L'chalek Yatzas. It's obvious also that Havara is L'chalek. We know that out of the 39 Malachos, only one of them is mentioned in the Torah. That's the Malacha of Eish, of lighting a fire. It's a Machlokas why it's mentioned. Some say, you know why it's mentioned? To tell you that Eish, just like Eish, Yechayev, Skila, so too, every other of the 38 Yechayev, Skila. It was singled out to let you know that. Others say it was singled out to let you know that Eish is different, you only Chayev Alav. Right? So he says it must be that Rabbi Akiva held that Eish is not Alav. That's not some silly, that's a Alav, it's a Skila issue. And Yontif, that there's no skill on Yontif for a malacha, but it's very, very serious. And that's there's no out. Oh, Yontif, we need it, but there's no out. Right? It's very serious. We shmamina, lo amrina, we don't say, halo v'hutra havaro l'tzorech, hutra na mishalo l'tzorech. We don't say that. Since it was mutter, since you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to light a lot of fire for mutter reason. You're also allowed to light a fire for any reason, any tzorech, a tzorech ktas, any small reason. Right? Kamash Shalom, we don't say that. That's to be a reason. Okay. I'm not sure, like, what would not be a reason. you know, the whole discussion, if somebody forgot to light a Yahrzeit candle, can light a Yahrzeit candle on Yontif. What's the reason for that? The reason is for the neshama, it gives you miluchas hanefesh, right? What's the shiloh? That's not for a tzarech. Right? What's the shiloh? I know there's a big tumult in Achron about that. If you forgot to light the Yahrzeit candle, well, I don't know what the shiloh is. To me, it's like, all right. But the point is, it has to be for some tzarech. So, Stein, you just want to be a pyromaniac and go play outside and light fires, that you can't do. It's not a tzarech. This would be a tzarech, but we don't hold from that, we talk. Okay. Now we're going to get to, it's not hard Gemara now, it's actually very easy from out of the bottom of the page. Tana Rabbanan, it says like this. Shivat Yamim, for 7 days, Sa'or, whatever that is, dough, lo yimate bibotechem. You can't find Sa'or in your houses. Matamud lomar. Why do I need that pasuk? Valok farnemer, that pasuk is in Shemos, right? In Shemos. Valok farnemer, 10 psukim before that it says, lo yira lecha sa'or, don't look at any sa'or, don't look at any dough, it's sourdough. Valo yira lecha chameit, b'chal gvulecha, in all your boundaries. So why does that Torah have to say it twice? So the Gemara answers, lefi shenemar, lo yira lecha sa'or, since it says lo yira lecha sa'or, it says yours, shalacha yataroe, you can't see your chameit, abel ataroe shalacher v'shal gavoa, but you're allowed to see chameit of someone else if you're walking in Target. And there's chameit on the shelf, you're allowed to look at that. Doesn't belong to you. You're allowed to look at that. Doesn't belong to you. And also, you're allowed to look at the chameit that belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, whatever that means. Yachal, I would think, you know what? Yatmin, I'll hide the chameit. I can't see it. I can't find it. It's in my house somewhere. I can't see it. Or the Yikabel Pidonos Min HaNachri, or I'll accept a Pikadon from a goy. The guy wants to borrow money from me. He wants to borrow $100. I said, all right, I'll give you $100. I want to have all your stock of bread. And I'll store it in my basement. When you give me the $100, I'll give you the bread back. Right? Talmud Lomar. Now, lo yimatze. You can't be anywhere in your house. You can't pull a game like that. I'm going to hide it. You can't do that. Ein li ela b'nachri. I always think, it only talks about a nachri. Shalo kivashto. Who you didn't capture. Meaning a free guy. The Ein Shari Imcha B'chatzar. And he doesn't live with you in the Chatzar. He has his own house. Av Anachri Shakivashto. But Anachri that you capture. Meaning he's a slave of yours. V'Shari Imach B'chatzar. And he lives with you in the Chatzar. Minalan. How do you know? How do you know what? How do you know that, that it's Aser? Right? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, lo yimatze bivateichem. No, it can't be in your house at all. Ein li ela she bivateichem. I only know that's houses. Beboros, sikhin, umaoros, penolim. How do you know it applies in a pit and a ditch and all these other kinds of areas? Talmud Lomar, b'chal gvulecha. Anywhere. Anywhere. Even your car. Anywhere that you own. Vadayin ani omer, bivatem. So from all this we have, that babatim in houses over mishum bal yirah bal yimatzeh. If it's in your house, you're over bal yirah bal yimatzeh, bal yatmin, you can't hide it. V'bal yikavl pitonos ben anachri. You can't accept a mashkin from a guy. And not a mashkin, anything. Begvulin, and in the gvulin, everywhere else in the world, shalacha i'ataroe, you can't look at chamet, you can't look at your own chamet, aval ataroe shalacha v'shal gavoa. Menayin liten et ha'amr shal zeh b'zeh v'yashal zeh b'zeh. How do we know that all the halachas of one apply to the other? Meaning that they're all the same, even not in your house. You can't look at chameit even anywhere in your possession. It's not just your house, even in your yard. You can't hide it in your yard. You can't have a goy's chameit in your yard. How do we know all that's true? Talmud Lomar, Sa'or, Sa'or, L'Gzeir Shava. It's a Gzeir Shava. Nema Sa'or B'Batim. It says Sa'or by houses. Sa'or L'Yamatzi B'Batechem. V'Nema Sa'or B'Gvulin. L'Yirah L'Cha Sa'or. Ma Sa'or Ha'or B'Batim. Just like Sa'or above the houses, over Mishum Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, Ubal Yadkel Bal Yikal B'Kdonos Ben Anachwi, Af Sa'or, Omer B'Gvulin, over Mishum Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, Bal Yadkel Bal Yikal B'Kdonos Ben Anachwi. Okay? Ma Sa'or Ha'omer B'Gvulin, Shalachol Yataroa, Aval Taroa Shalachere V'Shal Kvoa, Af Sa'or Ha'omer B'Batim, so too the Sa'or of houses, Okay, that was very easy. Now there's a few questions that we have to tie up. Amar Mar, we just said Ein li ela nachri. I said it fast. Makes no sense. Ein li ela nachri shelo kivashto. It's only true by a guy who you don't own. The ein shari imcha b'chatzer, and he doesn't live with you in the chatzer. Aval nachri shekivashto. But if you own him, v'shari imcha b'chatzer minayin. How you know it's chatzer? Hamad lomar lo yimate. So klap elay. That makes no sense. It's the opposite. What makes no sense? If the nachri who you don't own, right, you're over on his chametz. So for sure, if you own him, that makes no sense what the Gemara said, right? For sure, if he's your slave, right? If he's under your domain, you rule over him, whatever it is, right? Or he lives with you together in the chatzar, you share a chatzar together. Of course, you're gonna be over in his chametz. It's in mamash in your possession. What kind of svar was that? Right? That doesn't make any sense. So Amar Abaye, you're right. Epoch, switch it around. How do I know that a guy who you don't own is Asr? Of course, if you own him, of course it's Asr for you. It's in your backyard. He's living in your yard. Of course it's Asr. What about if it's not yours? Then what's the story? Rava Amar, Rava says, no, lo lo tepach. You don't have to switch it around. I can make it make sense. Va'aresha koi. It was going on the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Brisa. Shalacha iataroa. You're not allowed to see chametz. Yours you can't see. Abalataroa shalachair mishal gavoa. But the guys you can see. Right? Ainli ela nachri shaloki vashto. That's only true. You could see chametz of someone who you have no control over. This guy. You have no control over this guy. The guy works, I don't know. You have no control over him. Why is his chametz out to you? The ain't shari imcha b'chatzer. He doesn't live with you in the same chatzer. So why on earth is his chametz be asa for you? And the answer is it's not. Nachri shekivashto b'shari imcha b'chatzer minayin. How about if he does live with you? Well, if he lives with you, tam alam, lo yimate. It says lo yimate, you can't. He lives with you, it's a problem. V'hai tana, 1 second. V'hadar ha-hatera v'nasav l'chakol yithura. We're trying to establish a heter. That what? That if a goy has nothing to do with you, it's mutter. Right? And we bring up what lo yimatzei tasser. That's a funny thing. The Gemara says mishum shenema lacha lacha trei zimni. It says lacha twice. What does that mean? It says lacha twice. We make a drasha. A chametz of a guy that you own and he's next to you. He's still not over him by you all by yimatzei. Now, what? So now the truth is this issue of goyim now is a stira. Amar mar yachal yatmin v'yikav v'donos ben anachri tamad lomer lo yimatzei hamarta resha. The whole thing's a stira. Can you own a guy's chametz or not? Can you look at a guy's chametz or not? One says yes and one says no. We have a statement. You're allowed to look your own chametz. You can't see, but you can look at someone else's. Then it says, right? How do we know you're not allowed to have the guy's chametz in your house? It says, lo yimatzei. How do you reconcile that? So the Gemara is very simple. Lokasha. Lokasha. Ha, when is it usher for you? The kibel oleha achrayim. If you're responsible for it. So if a guy says, do me a favor. Leave the chametz here. Can I leave the chametz here? I'm going on a trip. I don't trust anybody. I want to leave it here with you. If you say, no problem. What's the story if it gets burnt? Are you responsible for it? If you're responsible for it, then it becomes like yours. Yeah. So technically, it's the guys, but at the end of the day, it's your chametz. So you're not, we're talking about you're not a shamachinum.
Why not?
Because you're more than that.
One second.
Ha, de lo kabal le achrayis. When would it be okay? You don't accept achrayis. If you don't accept responsibility, if you're a shamachinum, you want to leave it in my corner? Go leave it there. Cover it right, guys chametz. It doesn't belong to you. What if it gets burnt? It's not your responsibility. When is it aser? What is your responsibility? Kedamalhu Rav Levne Mechuzah. Rava told the guys in the town, Be'iro, in his city, Chamira d'bnei chayla mibataychu. Get rid of the chametz of the soldiers in your house. Why? Kivon, de'ilu mignav, de'ilu misvid, if it's going to get stolen or lost. Bereshut zaychu koi, it's going to be considered yours. U'ba'ithu leshlumei kidelechon dami va'asar. You're going to have to pay them for it? If that was the situation, I guess they wouldn't allow it to be a shomachinam. Right? They're the ones with the guns. So they make a rule that if we're leaving it here, and if anything happens to it, it's your responsibility. If that's the case, then you have to get rid of it before Pesach. Why? Because it's on your head. If this total lending it and just drop it off by you and have no responsibility for it, then it's not yours. Okay? Well, we're going to stop here because it gets a little more complicated. It's a good place to stop. It gets more complicated, so we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Easy meeting.